the radio station for all of UK scouting.
For scouts by scouts.
You're listening to Scout Radio.
So this is Scout Radio, and we had a bit of content left over from today and some archive packages that we can play out, and we haven't really talked about what's going on for the rest of the week, so we thought we'd have a little bit of a surprise late show for those of you who are still listening and have been enjoying the day. So we're going to chill it out now, so pop your kettle on, get yourself a cup of tea, recover from the disco and all those YMCA actions. I do remember last year being at the family area of Pride 2019 that the Scouts were running, and the YMCA come on and somebody shouted, "It's the song of our people," and somebody else shouted, "What, the gays or the Scouts?" So there you go, that is YMCA. So pop your kettle on, grab yourself a piece of cake or whatever you're going to do, and we're going to have a look at a couple of the highlights from today, play some tunes, and in a moment we'll be chatting with Jake from the inclusion team about what's going on for the rest of the week. So first on Scout Radio, here's the 1975, and this is Chocolate.
Thank you. you, why won't you move? I'll get inside your groove, cause I'm on fire, 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 fire. It hurts when you get too close, but baby it hurts. If love is really good, you just want more. Even if it throws you to the fire, fire, fire.
The Late Show.
So this is The Late Show, and we're going to have a bit of a sum up of what's gone on today. So I've had a look in the archive, and the oldest thing that I can find from Scout Radio at Pride is a package from 2015, which must be the first time that Scout Radio went to Pride. So we'll have a listen to that, and then we're going to have a chat with Jake about this year's virtual Pride.
You're listening to Scout Radio.
I'm attending Pride because scouting should be inclusive of everyone.
I'm attending Pride because I believe that everybody should be able to express themselves, and it's a celebration of being yourself.
I'm attending Pride because I'm gay, I'm a scout, and I've always been very welcome in scouting, and I want to make sure everybody else knows that we're open to everybody too. Yeah.
I'm at Pride because it's very much a celebration of the LGBT community and what we've achieved over the decades, and I think scouting is very much in the same, has the same inclusive values that Pride does.
I think Pride makes me feel proud, basically, of who I am and what I do in my spare time as a scout leader and club leader.
Pride makes me feel confident in myself and confident to give other people confidence.
Again, like Mike, Pride makes me feel very proud and just encompasses everything that scouting's about in the UK. Yeah.
Pride gives me hope for the future in communities all across the world who are facing oppression, and makes me feel very much welcome in this country and in scouting.
I'm down in Pride because I think Scouts was really important for me when I was When I was a youth and I were gay, and Scouts let me be who I was and meet a load of great people and, you know, really find myself. And I want to be here to show that Scouts do that for young people like no one else does.
So just to explain here, Mike is walking in a tent. Now, it's hot in tents at the best of times, but when it's, you know, close to 30 degrees today and you're walking for, you know, a couple of hours, it must really be sweltering.
It is. I had a bottle of water, which I didn't realise was sparkling, so when I opened it, it sprayed all inside the tent. So it was a different experience to have in a tent.
How are you finding the parade, though?
Oh, definitely. Well, it's my first ever one, so, and especially my first one with Scouting as well. Yeah, love it. The atmosphere is brilliant, especially with all these people cheering, so it's a great.
This is The Late Show.
So there we go, the first time that Scout Radio went to Pride back in 2015. Now, joining me on the line is Jake from the National Inclusion Team. Hello, Jake.
Hello, Jack. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming on our surprise impromptu late show.
It's great to be here.
So, where were you, London Pride 2015, then? Were you involved?
Is this where you pull out a package from a long time ago?
No, that is all I have.
I was going to say. Scout Pride 2015 would have been one of the first ever Scout Pride events I attended. And I seem to remember going with some of my fellow explorers. And it was such an amazing experience. It was one of the first times I'd ever been exposed to Pride and LGBT plus culture. And I've never looked back since. It's something that I will remember forever. And just listening to that package you just played about being in the tents, I was also wearing one of the pop-up tents we had at Pride that year, and it was absolutely boiling inside. And the next year we had the tents out again and tipped it down with rain, and the tent was more like a swimming pool with legs, and the inside of the tent filled up with so much water that we had to literally take the tent off and shake it all out. So they're probably my rather sunny but also rather soggy memories of my first ever Scout Prides.
Wow, cool. So talk us through since then. So that's 5 years ago. What's happened for you since then with Pride, and how have you ended up sort of helping to organise this year's virtual Pride?
So I've also joined FLAGS Active Support Unit, who are an active support unit who support LGBT plus members across the movement. And it was through them that I first got involved with Prides. And since then, I've helped to run Prides, a small local level at events like Gilwell 24. And going back to Pride in London, last year we ran the first ever family area in partnership with Pride in London organisers. And we were going to be doing that again today. So what we thought we'd do in partnership with Pride in London organisers is move our celebration and all those amazing resources we've created and we've built on from last year onto our brand new Scout Pride webpage. And we're really hoping to go back to Pride in London next year and run the family area again, and also work in partnership with other Prides to not only parade and hold placards and march in a parade, but really interact with the community and families by running other family areas and community spaces at these fabulous events. And that's where we have the real impact on young people.
Wow. Well, so two things that you've mentioned are the Flags and Active Support Unit and also the family area. Now, hopefully, one of those two, we've got a package about both of those, and one of those two, hopefully, it's going to... here we go. Yep, sorry, my screen has unfrozen. And we're going to hear the link-up that I did while I was also at that family area at London Pride with Callum and Beaker, who were at Shire Jam. So let's listen to that now.
Hi, Jack.
Hello.
How's Central London?
It is very busy here in Central London today because it is London Pride. So the Scouts have been here all day. So there's actually been two things that the Scouts have been involved in. There's been Scouts in the main Pride parade itself. And at the same time here at St Giles in the Fields, The Scouts are running the Pride 2019 family area.
Oh, cool. So are you involved in that, or are you just have you just popped by to say hello?
I am. No, I'm here helping at the family area. So we've got loads of activities. It's kind of, it's the back of the churchyard. There's a nice green space. And we've got a rainbow campfire, which is a campfire with rainbow fire coming out of it. And then we've got loads of activities here. So basically, you come and you pick yourself up a card. And it's a make, do and share card. And we've got a make tent, a do tent, and a share tent. And there's activities in each of those. And once you have got a stamp from each of those, you can come over and you get yourself a Pride family area badge and certificates.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, sounds amazing. So
are you all having fun on camp though?
We're having an amazing time. It's been quite the day, let me tell you.
Quite the day. Well, it's very busy here as well. I mean, we've got storytellers and campfires, drag queens singing campfire songs and all sorts here. And there's also a Lego tent, which I haven't made it to yet, but I will be heading that way.
How long are you going to be running there this evening?
We're here till about 7, I think, sort of 6, 7 o'clock. There's lots of people here, so I imagine we'll be here sort of all till then.
That sounds amazing. It sounds like you're having a really good time.
We are.
I hope you put on some sun cream.
I've slipped, slapped and swapped.
It's just started raining a little bit here.
Oh no.
So, no. Thank you very much for talking with us. We'll let you get back to your family area.
And thanks for spreading the rainbow magic with us, Jack, from central London.
Rainbow magic is what I do best.
All right, have a good one, Jack.
Have fun at camp. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Showcasing the best of scouting and guiding. You're listening.
You're listening.
You're listening to Scout Radio.
welcome back to our surprise Pride late show that we were never planning to do. But anyway, we're here and I'm joined by Jake from the National Inclusion Team. Hi, Jake.
Hey, Jack.
So we talked a little bit about how we got to this year's virtual Pride. But tell us what's going on sort of from tomorrow onwards.
We have an absolutely jam-packed schedule running right through until next Friday. So we're kicking off tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. We have a Coffee with Pride morning, and we'll be joined by UK Chief Commissioner Tim Kidd, Deputy UK Chief Commissioner Kester Sharp, and our marvellous friend and Scout Ambassador John May. Between 1 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll be running through the A to Z of LGBT+, and we'll be running through what all those letters stand for, and it will take you on a whistle-stop tour of what it means to be each of those parts of the LGBT plus community. And then between 3 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we've got Arcala, What's Lesbian? Practical support on answering LGBT plus questions for cubs and beavers. And then rounding up the day, we have two final sessions, mental health and supporting young people between 5 and 6 o'clock. And that's a training session and package delivered by our brand new inclusion team, and they're developing some brand new resources to support young people and their mental health. And finally, we've got a session between 7 and 8 o'clock tomorrow evening, What's Gender? We'll be taking a dive into this fascinating, evolving topic, exploring what gender actually means and what it means to our members as well. And so that's roundup for tomorrow, and at 7 o'clock every day between Monday and Friday, we'll be having a session focusing on one of our Scout values, as well as launching brand new resources for Great Indoors. So do check out the Pride website. So if you search Scouts Pride on any search engine, that will bring you up to our landing page, and it's got all the links, all the details, all the activities on there.
Cool. So there's loads and loads going on. Yeah, there's loads to get involved in. So please do go and find out. Where can you go and find out about all those things in detail?
So if you search Scout Pride on the internet, it should take you to the right page on the website.
Super. Cool. Something else that I know is going on tomorrow is on Scoutadelic, and hopefully we heard him in the 2015 Pride package. Hopefully we have Mike from Scoutadelic here right now. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. It's weird that was my first ever Pride that I did with the Scouts, and I was in an orange tent. So yeah, bizarre that I'm still here doing Pride stuff with the Scouts, saying, but not in an orange tent.
I think Jake was saying exactly the same thing. There were many memories of these tents by the sounds of things.
Yes, and in really warm weather, it was not the best option in the world.
Oh no. So Mike, what are you doing for Pride this year?
So this year I had this crazy idea of doing an event. So we've got live at 12 o'clock tomorrow on my YouTube channel. We're doing kind of a bit like our event that we did with St. George, but focusing on Pride around the world. So we've got Scouts from Australia, America, New Zealand, all over the place, discussing Pride and celebrating it, along with obviously UK Scouting as well, with all what they're doing tomorrow and throughout the week.
Wow, so even more going on. It seems like everybody's really getting involved on in the Pride things. That's great. What have you been listening today, Mike, or have you been involved in anything for Pride today?
I unfortunately haven't. I really wanted to listen to some of the stuff. I'm hoping that it's repeated, but I have been unfortunately editing and getting a lot of content still for tomorrow. So I've just got my last video handed to me about a few minutes before I came on air.
Ah, well, we'll let you off this time
for
not listening to Scout Radio. And yes, you will be able to listen again from tomorrow on scout.radio/play. We've had a message in from a keen Scout Radio listener with a question for you, Mike.
Okay.
He's called Martin, and he says that he'd like to hear you a lot more on Scout Radio.
Martin knows that I will quite happily do whatever I can to, obviously, for Scout Radio, including walk to a telephone box in the middle of the night.
And that's going to be a regular feature now.
What, just me in a random telephone box?
Yeah, Mike from Scoutadelic in a telephone box.
Hey, it's almost like a Where's Scoutadelic, but live. And
yeah, oh yeah, we should do that once we're back and running. At Jam, if you're not at a Jamboree that we're at every day, you should just be in a different part of the country in a telephone box.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, just staying there until some random scout comes along and goes, are you Mike from Scoutadelic?
So, well, there you go. So if you'd like to hear more of Mike on Scout Radio, do lobby him. And Martin will be very, very pleased. Mike, you said that you like to listen to Shawn Mendes, and Jake also likes to listen to Shawn Mendes. And I've heard of Shawn Mendes in pop music. So we're going to play now Mercy by Shawn Mendes.
You've got a hold of me, don't even know your power. I stand 100 feet, but I fall when I'm around you. Show me an open door, you go and slam it on me. I can't take any more. I'm saying, baby, please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart. Even though you don't mean to hurt me, you keep tearing me apart. Would you please have mercy, mercy on my heart? Would you please have mercy, mercy on my heart? I just the night just to be near you, baby. Heart open, testify. Tell me that I'm not crazy. I'm not asking for a lot, just that you're honest with me. And my pride is all I got. I'm saying, baby, please have mercy on me. Take it easy on my heart. Even though you don't air inside my lungs, ripping all the skin from off my bones. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life. I would gladly do it twice. Consuming all the air inside my lungs, ripping all the skin from off my bones. I'm prepared to sacrifice my life. I would gladly do it twice. Oh, please have mercy on me.
Is the Late Show.
Yeah, this is Scout Radio with Jack with the Surprise Pride Late Show. So thank you for tuning in if you're still here. I hope you've enjoyed the rest of the day if you've been listening. And of course, you can listen back to that from tomorrow on scout.radio/play. If you've missed anything, like one of our guests here today, Mike from Scoutadelic. So I'm joined by Mike from Scoutadelic and also Jake from the National Inclusion Team, who've been putting things together for this this Pride Week. So the next package that we've got to play is a little bit of archive footage that I found from Reunion 2019. So you guys both go to Reunion, don't you?
Yeah. Yes. It's the best weekend of the year.
Best weekend of the year. So what do you normally do at Reunion, Mike?
Usually I get hounded by random people in a nice way, who usually go, you're that guy off YouTube. One year I decided that I was going to do a challenge to get 100 selfies, and yeah, it was, I kind of regretted it after a while, because you couldn't go anywhere without people going, can I have a selfie with you?
How many did you get?
Yeah, I did get all 100. So
did you get more than 100?
Yeah, well, I stopped after that. I was like, if you want a selfie, you're more than welcome to take one, but yeah.
Nice. What about you, Jake? What do you at reunion?
I remember I went to my first reunion back in the dark days of 2014.
Oh my!
It feels like a lifetime ago. I originally got into reunion with another national active support unit, the Queen Scout Working Party, who helped run the bar and some of the entertainment at reunion in the evenings. And it was actually through doing that that I got involved with Flags. And so when I'm not running the bar or the PIMS reception and the other hospitality stuff with the Queen Scouts, I'm running the Rainbow Cafe with Flags Active Support Unit. So it's a pretty full-on weekend with some amazing friends.
Oh, wow. And tell us more about this Rainbow Cafe.
So it goes back a couple of years now, where we wanted a safe space to talk about inclusive scouting and diversity with our young people. And we first ran one of those at Gilwell 24 and then at Gilwell Winter Camp. And they were such a success that we've now added them to the programme at Gilwell Reunion for our adults as well. And it's a space where people can drop in, talk about what it means to be LGBT plus in the Scouts. People can drop in and ask questions. And we've had quite a few leaders come in recently to ask how they can better support their young people who might be trans or who've come out recently as a member of the LGBT plus community. So it's a really, really friendly place to ask for advice, support, and make new friends as well.
Well, yeah, so definitely somewhere to drop into if you're heading to reunion. So let's hear now what Callum found out from the Flags team. We don't know who this interview is with. Jake thinks it might be him. So let's play it and see who the interview's with.
So this is Scout Radio. I've just come out of the Rainbow Cafe, where fortunately the sun has now come out, and I'm joined by the manager of Flags, Rob Sharratt. Rob, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to Scout Radio for us.
No problem. Good morning.
Good morning to you. So 50 years since Stonewall, and you guys, I think it's safe to say, have had a busy year this year.
We have, as usual. We've been doing lots of Gilwell events and lots of Pride events around the country. We've had a very successful Gilwell 24, which was very well received by the young people that we support. And we've been doing, I think, somewhere upwards of around 15 to 17 Pride events around the UK this summer. So plenty of opportunity for people to take part all over the country.
So, as I mentioned at the top of this interview, it's been 50 years since Stonewall. Which really marked a turning point in the recognition of the LGBT community. How well represented would you say that the LGBT community is in scouting?
So it's mixed, right? So like in the whole of society, you know, LGBT people sometimes don't feel comfortable being who they are and who they want to be. And that's no different in scouting. So having units like Flags around to support LGBT young people is really important. It gives them an opportunity to have a voice. And, you know, Stonewall was, you know, some time ago now, but this is still, you know, an issue that concerns people. You know, there's still bigotry, there's still hatred, there's still people getting beaten up, you know, and in normal society. So Stonewall, we've come a long way over the last 50 years, but I think there's still more that can be done, and our young people deserve our support.
So what's your message to any unit who might be looking at doing a session on LGBT and LGBT relationships, equality, diversity, etc.? What would be your message to them, and does Flags have any resources that can help support that?
So firstly, get in touch. You can email me at manager@flagscouts.org.uk if you want to talk to somebody from the unit, and we can try and put you in touch with some people. We have been starting to build up packs of resources, but I know that the Info Centre's got a lot of inclusion and diversity material that is really useful if you're going to run an activity or an event or a talk with young people about these kind of issues. There's also the specialist advisors team in the inclusion and diversity space within the headquarters team that can come and actually talk to counties and districts about some of these things, do training sessions, and they do them at Gilroy Reunion. So if you you know, coming to Gilroy Reunion in 2020, sign up to some of those sessions and go and take part, because they're really useful. There's a really large amount of information in them that we can make sure we can pass on to other people.
And one last point. If there's a young person or a leader who is either questioning their sexuality or thinking of coming out as LGBT, how can Scouting support that, either from their leaders or from an active support unit such as yourself in Flags?
So for me, it's about allowing people to be who they want to be. So, you know, young people and adults find it really difficult in coming out. Some people have a really good experience. Some people have a mixed experience. And a lot of it is about being there for them, being there to support them. Sometimes they just need somebody to talk to. And sometimes they need signposting to other places. You know, there are specialist groups that can help people. So, you know, we're not counsellors. We're not, we're not there to provide that kind of service to young people, but we can certainly signpost them to people that can help, and both Flags can do it, districts and counties can do it, and inclusion within headquarters can do it.
So it was Callum interviewing Rob, the manager of Flags there at Reunion. Yes. So it wasn't you, Jake.
Thank God for that. I just get scared that there's this massive archive of content that Scout Radio have, and I feature in it a few times, and I never know when it's going to come back.
I mean, there is, and I mean, the good/bad news is Glenn went through it all to find the best interview with Flags from Reunion, and clearly yours wasn't the one. So thank you for Callum for that, and thank you for our great fun in our virtual disco this evening. So I don't know if either of you heard any rumours of what I presume Reunion's not happening, but I haven't heard anything official. Has anybody in the room of
them? I think it's going to be probably a no. I think they'll probably do like a virtual reunion, because I think it's a bit too late to organise all the stuff that they obviously usually do.
We'd have already started. Yeah,
that's the thing. So I think that we're still not sure what the government might do, and whether it'll go back to a second peak, or whether it's going to obviously be plain sailing to whatever green is, or level 4, or whatever the levels are in the UK. But I do feel that, yeah, I think they'll skip this year and obviously focus on next year. Wasn't this year supposed to be a big year for Reunion, wasn't it? I don't know.
Well, Gilroy Reunion is an annual event established to mark the first Wood Badge course in 1919. So, like, last year was a big one.
Ah, right, okay.
So there you go, speculation here on Scout Radio. If anybody has the official answer, do email us on studio@scout.radio. Now, we've been talking to people, Kaylee was speaking to people today in her show about what Pride means to them. So what does Pride mean to you, Mike?
Pride means to be true to yourself. I have had in the past a lot of experience where I've had to hide myself or my sexuality for many reasons, and it was that clip, obviously my first ever London Pride, that was the first time that I ever was open and honest scouting. I did a video on my club's YouTube channel at that time, coming out, and it was the scariest thing, because obviously in my personal life I was already out to the world, but for scouting I wasn't. I think Pride is being true to who you are inside, and not letting anyone affect that.
Thanks. Yeah, and Jake, what about you?
I completely agree with Mike there. I think that for me, Pride is about being proud of who you are as a person. And not only that, it's about showing other people who don't feel able to speak so freely about their emotions, or people who may still not be comfortable and still coming to terms with being members of the LGBT plus community. It's about showing people that they're not alone, and their friends, there's the opportunity to meet new friends through Pride, and it's just letting people know that we're here together to celebrate diversity and inclusion, and no matter who you are, people still love you for who you are. And I think that's something very special with Pride, to be able to come together and make the world a better place, a more caring place, a more loving place.
Yeah,
definitely.
So we'll have a listen now to some of those opinions that Kaylee found earlier in her show. So this is what Pride means to some of the members of Scouts.
What Pride in Scouting means to us.
When I attended my first Pride with Scouts, I felt that I could be myself and express who I am without being judged.
As a young leader and a Pride ally, I feel I now have the confidence and knowledge to be someone the Scouts can come to for support and feel safe talking to.
Being part of the Pride community within Scouting gives me a sense of family and togetherness, and it also shows how inclusive we are as a group.
Everything's been leading you to
Pride means belonging to a movement that celebrates and encourages people, no matter what their background is, who they love, what they look like, or what their abilities are.
I attended my first Pride march last year. It was loads of fun. Everyone dancing and singing and just having a great time. The colours, makeup, costumes, and noise were all out of this world. The atmosphere is electric. Everyone taking part and just all having an amazing time. Pride is a way of demonstrating to the public that Scouting is committed to equality and is an inclusive society. It's a way of showing everyone that Scouting welcomes and supports members of the LGBTQIA+ community, and we are all valued for who we are. It also gives the opportunity to meet other like-minded people and make new friends. It also makes you realise that you aren't alone, that there are other people in Scouting who are the same as you.
What Pride means to some members of our Scouting family. But what does it mean to you? Let us know at Scout Radio on Twitter, or tell us in your own words. You can go to scout.radio/report.
Yeah, so please do. If you want to tell us what Pride means to you, head to scout.radio/report, and there's loads of instructions on how you can make an audio package. And we'd love to put a few more of those out over the week as we do that. So, yeah, what did you think of those guys? I thought that was really nice.
I found that quite touching. I loved that. And I just hope that during Scout Pride Week, which we're about to be celebrating, we can make new memories and people make their own packages and then share their stories on social media that we can use again next year.
Yeah, no, that's great. Cool, well, thank you. I mean, I've still got some content if you guys want to hang around, unless you want to go to bed.
I'm going to be up all night long planning for tomorrow anyway, so
I mean, stay around as long as you like. Right, so the next thing that I'm going to play that we didn't play out then is a package from a local leader in my district called Sarah, and she's done a little bit of chat here on how to be an ally, really.
The radio station for all of UK Scouting.
For Scouts by Scouts.
You're listening to Scout Radio.
Hi, my name is Sarah Turner, and I hope you have all been enjoying the lovely weather as best you can and staying safe. I'm currently a district training advisor in sunny Croydon, and this year I was leading on organising the activities for Croydon District's attendance at Croydon Pride, a great celebration each year. What I loved most last year about Pride is how everyone came together to celebrate love, life and each other. It's such a special time where people from many different backgrounds, cultures and identities join up and celebrate one another and how far we've come. From past experience, I know that for many, being able to come together and connect and embrace their sexuality and gender identity is associated with a positive impact on their well-being and resilience. For me, as an LGBTI plus ally, I'm really sad that all prides have been cancelled, as I'm passionate about promoting that Scouting strives to be inclusive and a safe space for all individuals. If you look at the definition of safe space in the Oxford Dictionary, it says, a safe space is a place or environment in which a person or category of people can feel confident that they will not be exposed to discrimination, criticism, harassment, or any other emotional or physical harm. To me, that sounds like the place and environment we try to create for all the young people and adults who take part in Scouting at all levels. I have seen firsthand the struggle some young people have with fighting against who they actually are and suffering so much by trying to be someone they think others want them to be. By being an ally, I wear my Scouting Rainbow Flags badge on my uniform with pride. And I hope that if someone of any age wanted to talk or ask questions, they know they have a friendly ear they can trust. We still have a long way to go for equality in all areas, and recent high-profile activities have proved this. As a proud straight ally to the LGBTI plus community, I want to reinforce the importance of inclusion and remind everyone that acceptance and spreading kindness helps build a better and more equal world for everyone.
So yeah, and we had some really interesting questions come in today on the Ask Scout Radio, our Q&A session earlier in the day, and the things like what advice can you give to someone who's not sure whether to come out in Scouting? So, and I don't know whether you guys have any thoughts about, you know, coming out in Scouting or generally being an ally, how you can make that safe space, Jake.
I think it goes down to what it actually means to be a Scout, and at the Scouts we have five core values, and they range from integrity, respect, care, belief, cooperation, and I think all of those put together mean that we should be accepting of everyone no matter who they are. And I mean, we should have respect for other people, we should care for who other people are, we should have the belief and faith in them to be proud of who they are, and we should be able to cooperate with them to be able to create a stronger movement to support our young people, as that is our priority. Sexuality and being a member of the LGBT plus community shouldn't be the primary focus. Our focus is supporting young people and giving them skills for life, and one of those key skills for life is being able to show tolerance and work together to create a better world. And so I would say to anyone who's thinking, I don't know if I should be out and loud and proud, definitely do it. I mean, we're in this together, and the experiences that I've seen and heard in my district, my county, amongst my friends have been overwhelmingly positive. So I say go for it, and there are people here to hold your hand and help you.
Yeah, I think Tom Milson, UK Commissioner for Inclusion, was on earlier, and I answered that question and said, you know, you can take it in steps. You can tell a close friend, or you can tell one person that you trust first, and not, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge thing all at once. So I think that would, I agree with that very much so as well. The other thing that's come up a few times is, you know, we can say as much as we like that the Scouts is open and inclusive, but is it enough to just know that? Are we reaching out enough? And I know, Mike, on your channel you do a lot of LGBT content. What you think about that?
Well, I want to go back on obviously coming out first, if that's all right. I think if you're thinking about coming out, go on your own terms. Don't let anyone force you into it. It's your experience, and there are some times where it's harder the longer you leave it, and I can tell you that because I dreaded the fact of coming out to my cubs when I did it wasn't a big issue. So I think take it in your own stride. Know that Scouts are there to, like Jake said, Scouting is there to support you, and we are an inclusive movement. So you do have all that behind you, but take it whenever you feel ready. Sorry, I wanted to say that when you guys were chatting. So what was your other question again? Sorry.
The question was: is it enough to, you know, to for us to just know that we have an inclusion policy that is everybody can be a scout, or do we need to reach out more and, you know, maybe put a poster up in the headquarters, or you know, make sure you're sharing Pride content and that, so that people really, really know how welcoming the space is.
I think that actually there's quite a lot of adult leaders out there and young people who don't know what it's like, or what is out there, or, you know, there's that much that I'm still learning. And I think because of obviously Section 28 occurring in the UK, for example, and actually stopping education of LGBT materials in school and like sort of different authorities, it's been quite hard. So as a gay man growing up, I never had literature. I only saw straight people in TVs or movies or books, and it's hard to actually learn about all that. And I think that as leaders and young people, we need to start promoting it. We need to start telling people and discussing it, to show that actually it's all right to be whoever you want to be in life. And I think that, yeah, things like Pride, like all the activities and the webinars that UK Scouting is doing across this whole week, is opening doors that leaders who might not feel comfortable or might not know, what do they do when a scout comes out? I think UK Scouting, you've got something like that, or you've already done it. I don't know. I'm sorry. I didn't check what you had today, but you've got something about coming out, and, you know, about what all the letters stand for and all the different sexualities. And there's tons of content on my channel as well from last year, and also from tomorrow, that will just educate or give someone a little bit more knowledge, so that when they are talking to maybe a young person who wants to come out or is feeling uncomfortable or not sure, they have that to back up, or they have that confidence to say, well, actually, I know that you know, there's this, or this is a good avenue to look at. So yeah, I think giving people enough resources to use is a great idea.
Yeah, there's loads of member support things. If you go to the Scout website, click member support, then Scouting for All, and then LGBTQA. There's loads of resources and fact sheets on how you can support someone who comes out to you, and how to have those discussions, and also how to protect yourself in terms of safeguarding, because you don't want to end up in a position where you're kind of locked away on your own having that conversation.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
In terms of the safeguarding implications of that. So yeah, I mean, that was kind of what you said, and you're right. I think I mean, I don't know when you were going through school. I was going through school about 12 years ago.
mine was only about 2 years ago. I'm still very young.
Yeah, you've got those GCSEs with numbers rather than letters, haven't you?
That's it, exactly. Yeah, I'm still sitting them, to be fair with you, probably.
But I think the only place really that was, there was a radio show on Radio 1 called The Sunday Surgery, and that was really the only place I think I ever really came across gay issues, and they used to discuss it quite regularly. It was really useful. And it reminded me, sort of doing the Q&A reminds me of those sorts of things, particularly when you get a question like, you know, any tips for coming out. So, yeah. Well, let's have a bit more music, and then we'll have a little bit more chat. So here we've got another song that Mike's requested, which is Say Something by Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. All right. heart somewhere. I wanna go there. Still I don't go there. Everybody says say something, say something, say something, say something, say something, and say something. I don't wanna get caught up in the rhythm of it, but I can't help myself. No, I can't help myself. No, no. Caught up in the middle of it. No, I can't help myself. No, I can't help myself. No, no, no. Caught up in the rhythm of it. Maybe I'm looking for something I can't have.
I'm looking for something I can't have.
Maybe I'm looking for something I can't have.
Everyone knows all about my transgression. Still in my heart somewhere, there's melody and harmony for you and me tonight. I hear them call my name.
Everybody says, say something, say something, say something, say something, say something, say something.
Our Pride Late Show that was never really planned, and I'm joined on the line by Jake from the Ashley Inclusion Team and Mike from Scoutadelic. Sort of, you know, your evening little after party that we've ended up. Well, it's kind of like the party the night before for Mike, really. One of the topics that we didn't really discuss in the Q&A that we were planning to do was kind of local pride. So I don't know if you guys have been to any of the other prides around the country.
Yeah, I've been to Manchester, Worthing, London, Hull. I've even organised Hull. And there's another one and I can't remember. But yeah, I've been to a few.
How about you, Jake? And how'd you go about organising a scout attendance at a local pride?
Well, I'm from London, so my local pride is Pride in London, which is the biggest of them all. And so, but what I will say is, National Pride's been brought together by all of our amazing Pride coordinators from across the country who had a little bit of spare time on their hands this year, not organising local Scout Pride events. So we all clubbed together to create this amazing National Scout Pride thing. But my top tips, being involved with the team planning the Pride in London event last year, is make it fun. It's got to be something that people want to go to. It's got to be something people enjoy. And I think if you turn up with a smile on your face and you say this is going to be a good day, it normally is. That's probably my best tip. That's shocking advice, I realise. As Mike laughs at me.
I laugh with you, not how you do it. I do agree though. You've got to have fun. If you're not having fun at a Pride event, then something is really terribly wrong in the world, and something's gone horribly wrong. Organising Hull Pride, I've done two or three up in Hull, and I think it's like Jay says, you've got to have fun with it. Also, find out what your Pride is like. There's some Prides that are family orientated. There's some Prides that, you know, are like the London Pride, for example. You have to be 16 or over to attend with Scouting. So I think try to obviously understand what you can obviously show with Scouting in your Pride, your local Pride. Get a district or county involved as well, and just get it out there that you're doing it. We had our first year, we had about 20 mixed from beavers all the way to adults, and then the following year we had around about 30 to 40. I think that's it. It's just showing what you can do, sharing that obviously Scouting is inclusive for all, and you do get a lot of people going, "Ooh, there's the Scouts." So even now, still in London, every time obviously I march in London, you still hear people quite shocked that Scouting is there. But we've marched now for
since 2009. We were sent a picture from the first attendance of Scouts at London Pride. Someone sent it through to Scout Radio, so and Jake, is there anything that you know, if a district wants to get involved in the local Pride, is there anything that needs to be done, or do they just engage with the local Pride team?
So there are two things for this. So firstly, yes, I'd say to local districts, counties, if you're thinking of getting involved with Pride, just do it. It's an amazing way to really push that community impact and work with other partners locally. And in terms of offering support from headquarters, we're in the process now of developing brand new resources to support Pride coordinators locally. And so if you check back on the HQ website in the next 6 months or so, there'll be brand new shiny glitter unicorn and rainbow covered resources ready to help you plan your own Pride locally.
Cool. Yeah, I'm sure that would be really, really useful for anyone who wants to coordinate a Pride. And I guess you just get in touch with Flags or with the National Inclusion Team for advice and stuff generally.
Definitely. So you can contact Flags on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at Flag Scouts. Alternatively, you can search Scout Prides on the internet, and that will take you to the right headquarters pages. And you could also phone the info centre, or you can drop them an email or web chat with them, and they'll be able to send you over via the right resources as well.
Perfect. Yeah, I think the info centre is a live chat only at the minute, is it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's correct.
Cool. Okay. So I've got a little bit of audio that we've been sent here from, I think it's from someone else called Jack, who is from Essex Pride. And this is what they had to say about their Pride.
Hello. We are Essex Scout Pride. I am Jack Day, Essex Scout Pride Coordinator.
I'm Matty Day. I'm one of the Assistant Coordinators.
And my name's Davina, and I'm one of the Assistant Coordinators.
We run Prides across the whole of Essex, and we would like to tell you what it's like.
The atmosphere is brilliant when you're at Pride, and the fact that we get to promote the Scouting movement is inclusive, is fantastic.
From my point of view, it's actually brilliant. It's a lovely atmosphere. It's so heartwarming, and trying to engage with young people to come and join and be themselves and who they are.
And it's it's brilliant to see that we get a lot of interest on joining Scouts whilst we are at these Pride events. And a lot of young people would like to join because they don't realise that they can be LGBT and part of the Scouting movement.
So happy Pride from Essex Scout Pride.
Happy Pride, everyone.
Happy Pride, everyone.
Well, thanks for that, guys. So yes, that is local pride. If you'd like to tell us about your local pride, do send us some audio, or we can take the audio off of video. Head to scout.radio/report for tips and tricks on recording a piece of audio for us. We'd love to hear it. Cool. So it's nearly bedtime, I think. So we'll say goodbye to Mike and Jake. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, any closing thoughts on the start of Pride and what's coming up?
I want to say a huge thank you to the whole team at Scout Radio for doing this marathon Scout Pride broadcast starting at 2 o'clock today. So it's been a marathon, 11 hours now? You've been on air 11 and a half hours, so thank you so much for that. And then to everyone, don't forget to check out our Scout Pride webpage with all the links for our events over the coming week, and there will be a badge available on Scout Store to pre-order, and the rest of the Scout Pride range will be launched in mid-July, so do keep your eyes peeled on the Scout Store website as well.
Yes, we all need to sell badges, so there's a pre-orderable Scout Pride 2020 badge, isn't there?
There certainly is.
On the Scout Shop. And Mike, you're also flogging a badge.
Am I?
Are you? You've not got an LGBT badge?
I have an LGBT plus awareness badge. It's so it's for any leaders who are interested in organising or talking about it in either Zoom calls or when we go back to face-to-face. I've had it for a year now, so I'm always updating several links for things that they can use. But you don't have to buy the badge if you don't want to. It's there as a nice resource as well, so if you want to use it. But yeah, the badge does help. But it is a non-uniform badge, so I do have to stress that you do have to get your CC or DC approval for wearing the badge on your uniform.
And for those who are really excited by POR, this is Rule 10.33B.
Wow, you know, have you got that tattooed on like your arm somewhere?
Don't worry, I had the same conversation about our fun badge for Scout Pride this year as well. So you just have to ask your county commissioner for permission to wear the badge as an occasional badge.
So if you know someone who knows as much about POR and would like to nominate them for the successor of Tim Kidd, please do.
It should be a challenge of can you guess what rule whatever is.
So yeah, people, we should do a quiz. Next edition of the Lockdown Quiz, we'll do a quiz on POR. Great, and Paupin badges also have a badge, you can go and get that. And we have our, I mean, you know, someone has to pay for the music we play, so we're selling a badge as well. So you can head to scout.radio/shop and you can buy a Scouting at Home badge, or the normal Scout Radio badge, yeah. And Catherine goes and pops it in a postbox now, it's all automatic, but it's not, she puts them in an envelope.
What was the address? Where do you get them again? You
know, scout.radio. I mean, don't talk while I'm doing it then. scout.radio/shop.
Well, also, if we're finally plugging, don't forget, if you are awake at 12 o'clock midday tomorrow, I do have my Global Scout Pride as well on my YouTube channel. So there we go.
Super. Well, thanks for joining us, guys. I say goodbye now. So goodbye. Thanks for joining us. And good luck with the rest of Scout Pride 2020.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye. So thanks to Jake and Mike, and thanks to everybody who's contributed and sent us a package today. It's been great listening to them all and listening to everything go out. Yeah, remember all those places you can get support. Scout website, the support on LGBT stuff, the support on mental health stuff as well. And you'll be able to listen back to all our shows from today, from tomorrow, sorry, on scout.radio/play. I'll be back on Scout Radio at 6:30 on Tuesday for our Scouts and Beavers show, Scoutcast. I think we're doing a history show for one of the Pawprint badges. I'll be visiting the Crystal Palace on my phone and all sorts. It'll be great fun. So do join us for that on Tuesday at 6:30. And until the next time, if you have been, thanks for listening. This is Jack and this is Scout Radio.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear? Lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. 'Cause when you don't feel strong enough to stand, you can reach out your hand. And oh, someone will come running, and I know they'll take you home. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around, you will be found. You will be found. You will be found. You will be found. You will be found.
I'm a scout, I'm bisexual, and I'm not out. Any tips on coming out to my group?
I think the immediate thought is to not feel under any pressure to come out.
It can often feel like a really, really big thing.
I told my best friends and scouts before I told anyone else. Over time, it becomes easier and easier the more people you tell. It's important to do it when you feel ready and for the right reasons.
Hopefully we've answered your question, and thank you for reaching out.
Really great to have a chance to feel that sort of sense of celebration digitally when we can't do it in the same way as we have in the past. Scouting is genuinely a place to recognise all people for who they are, how they present and what they want to be. Young people have said that they first felt the most comfortable in being themselves in scouting, and that's really important. So whoever you are, please, please enjoy being part of scouting and know that you will be accepted for who you are.
You will be found.